Chapter 12. The Priests and Levites Who Returned. Now these are the priests and the Levites who went up with Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Malak, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Merimoth, Iddo, Ginnathoi, Abijah, Mijamin, Maadiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, and Joiarib, Jedaiah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, Jedaiah. These were the chiefs of the priests and of their brothers in the days of Jeshua. Moreover, the Levites, Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mattaniah, who was over the thanksgiving, he and his brothers. Also, Bakbukiah and Uno, their brothers, were over against them according to their offices. The succession of high priests. Jeshua became the father of Joiakim, and Joiakim became the father of Eliashib, and Eliashib became the father of Joiada, and Joiada became the father of Jonathan, and Jonathan became the father of Jaddua. In the days of Joiakim were priests, heads of fathers' houses, of Seraiah, Meraiah, of Jeremiah, Hananiah, of Ezra, Meshulam, of Amariah, Jehohanan, of Malachi, Jonathan, of Shebaniah, Joseph, of Harim, Adna, of Meraioth, Helkai, of Iddo, Zechariah, of Ginnathon, Meshulam, of Abijah, Zichri, of Minyamin, of Moadiah, Piltai, of Bilgah, Shemua, of Shemaiah, Jehonathan, and of Joiarib, Mattani, of Jedaiah, Uzai, of Salai, Kalai, of Amok, Eber, of Hilkiah, Hashabiah, of Jedaiah, Nethanel. The Chief Levites. As for the Levites, in the days of Eliashib, Joiada, and Johanan, and Jaddua, there were recorded the heads of fathers' houses, also the priests, in the reign of Darius the Persian. The sons of Levi, heads of fathers' houses, were written in the book of the Chronicles, even until the days of Johanan, the son of Eliashib. The chiefs of the Levites, Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua, the son of Kadmiel, with their brothers over against them, to praise and give thanks, according to the commandment of David, the man of God, watch next to watch. Mattaniah and Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshulam, Talmon, Akub, were porters, keeping the watch at the storehouses of the gates. These were in the days of Joiakim, the son of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and in the days of Nehemiah the governor, and of Ezra the priest, the scribe. Dedication of the Wall. At the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places, to bring them to Jerusalem, to keep the dedication with gladness, both with giving thanks and with singing, with cymbals, stringed instruments, and with harps. The sons of the singers gathered themselves together, both out of the plain around Jerusalem and from the villages of the Netophathites, also from Beth Gilgal, and out of the fields of Geba and Asmaveth, for the singers had built them villages around Jerusalem. The priests and the Levites purified themselves, and they purified the people, and the gates, and the wall. Then I brought up the princes of Judah on the wall, and appointed two great companies, who gave thanks and went in procession. One went on the right hand on the wall, toward the Dung Gate, and after them went Hoshea, and half of the princes of Judah, and Azariah, Ezra, and Meshullam, Judah, and Benjamin, and Shemaiah, and Jeremiah, and certain of the priest's sons with trumpets, Zechariah the son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micaiah, the son of Zachar, the son of Asaph, and his brothers, Shemaiah and Azarel, Milalai, Gilalai, Maai, Nethanel, and Judah Hanani, with the musical instruments of David, the man of God. And Ezra the scribe was before them. By the spring gate, and straight before them, they went up by the stairs of the city of David, at the ascent of the wall, above the house of David, even to the water gate eastward. The other company of those who gave thanks went to meet them, and I after them, with the half of the people, on the wall, above the tower of the furnaces, even to the broad wall, and above the gate of Ephraim, and by the old gate, and by the fish gate, and the tower of Hananel, and the tower of Hamea, even to the sheep gate, and they stood still in the gate of the guard. So stood the two companies of those who gave thanks in the house of God, and I, and the half of the rulers with me, and the priests, Eliakim, Maaseiah, Miniamin, Micaiah, Elioenai, Zechariah, and Hananiah, with trumpets, and Maaseiah, and Shemaiah, and Eleazar, and Uzzi, and Jehohanan, and Malchijah, and Elam, and Ezer. The singers sang loud, with Jezrahiah their overseer. They offered great sacrifices that day, and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy, and the women also, and the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. Provisions for temple worship. On that day were men appointed over the rooms, for the treasures, for the wave offerings, for the first fruits, and for the tithes, to gather into them, according to the fields of the cities, the portions appointed by the law for the priests and Levites. For Judah rejoiced for the priests and for the Levites who waited. They performed the duty of their God and the duty of the purification, and so did the singers and the porters, according to the commandment of David and of Solomon his son. For in the days of David and Asaph of old, there was a chief of the singers, and songs of praise and thanksgiving to God. All Israel in the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah gave the portions of the singers and the porters, as every day required. And they set apart that which was for the Levites, and the Levites set apart that which was for the sons of Aaron.